In response to the scissors crisis, Bukharin introduced a plan of rationalization of the economy. And rationalization took the form of a set of price controls. NEP allowed for private ownership and trade, but also price controls on many goods. So when price controls on wholesale goods, including industrial farm machinery, led to shortage, and the retail prices rose. So the Soviet government blamed it on speculation. In the industrial goods market, for example, they didn't blame the shortage on policy. In response to escalating retail prices, the Soviet government took over the industrial goods market, setting both wholesale and retail prices for industrial goods. And although the terms of trade for farmers were improved by letter of law, this led to a shortage of industrial goods in the countryside because industrial goods prices were fixed so low. Although speculation may have been a proximate cause, the market forces that drove the prices up were based on the real factor of shortage due to the price ceiling. Seeing that the peasants were not able to purchase the equipment they needed because of this shortage and wanting to keep on good terms with the peasants, industrial goods prices were further reduced, leading to, of course, even greater shortage. And occasionally grain prices were increased, but this also had consequences. So when price controls led to even greater shortage, the Soviet leaders didn't make the connection still, and they tended to exacerbate.